It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
Well, yeah, look, I'm sorry it's not Dennis, but it is me. And very happy to have a chat to Jeff Gwillim. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, Robbie. Hi, mate.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Now, if you've got any questions for Jeff about the car industry, car safety, even the local mechanic, call now, 96900 693 1313 32. Jeff, I was saying before the break, new regulations came into effect last week regarding the tracking of waste from businesses and workshops. Yeah. This means tyres, oil and other car waste can only be picked up by an accredited waste company. How the hell is this going to work for these people?
Well, there has been a sort of a certificate program run by the EPA for some time. But what they've done, they've moved that to a fully online platform. And what it means is there's a whole lot of waste in industry, and including the automotive industry, that, you know, and if we think back to 2019, some of those massive fires out at Camberfield, up around there, a lot of that was due to consigners and people that weren't licensed appropriately taking waste to big warehouses, stacking the stuff up. Five years later, massive fire, and the pollution is just horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
So credit to the EPA. They really developed this brand new system, and it's called Waste Tracker. And what it means is that any workplace come to that creates waste needs to actually go and define that waste and get that waste, find a code for that waste, and then actually go online and find somebody, a licensed person, a consigner or a licensed waste transporter to come and pick that waste up. But what this means is, and I mean, I don't know how many of us, you know, you see these, you're walking in the country somewhere, you look over the side of a ditch and there's bloody waste thrown over the side of the ditch.
Absolutely.
And hopefully this will remove that. Now, it's, you know, for the automotive industry, for me, I think we're about 9/10 of the way there. We've come a long way over the last 10 or 20 years. And when I go into workshops nowadays, they've got proper controls around their chemicals. You don't see that old stuff you used to find being thrown into hedges and out the back of workshops. So we've come a long way, but this is really the final stage where what will happen in a workshop or any industrial workplace come to that. If you've got waste, you need to go online and you can only use an accredited transporter of waste. They can only take it to a lawful place. But everybody in that food chain, Grubby, needs to be licensed. And what it means is that if the EPA walk into a workplace or pull a truck over on the road, there's an app that they've got to use. And what they'll be able to do is say, well, where did you pick that waste up from? Whose waste is it?
Yeah.
What is the waste and where are you taking it?
She's a good thing. I love it. So this will be the smallest workshops, the ones out the back in the semi-industrial estate in the country, all of them, won't it?
Yeah, look, it's big and small. It's all industries and anybody that produces waste, panel beaters, mechanics. But the other interesting thing with this new legislation and the regulations started on the 1st of July is that cars are now described as industrial waste. So that means even for the insurance industry, when they've got a car and they determine that car's a write-off, and it's going off to the auction, they need to stop and think, well, just hang on a minute. Is the auction house a lawful place?
Yeah.
Do we know where this car's going? How can we track this car and responsibly report to the regulator that this car's been treated in a particular way? And just quickly on this, in Victoria, we've got a group of very responsible vehicle recyclers. They're registered, they're licensed, they do the right thing. Alongside them, we've got a bunch of people that do all sorts of things with cars and waste materials that is really bad for the environment and really bad for business. Well, what's going to happen now if any of that waste ends up at a what we call a lawful place, but a waste centre? That waste centre needs to know, was it an accredited person that picked it up and where did they pick it up from? So everybody's in the food chain, and actually nobody can put their hands up now, Grubby, and say, I didn't know. It wasn't me. I don't know where they got the cars from.
Good thing. Good thing. I'm really liking what I'm hearing from these regulations. When regulations come in, you say, oh, no, this is another. No, this is terrific news, Jeff. Really, really good news for the environment because, gee, that you go past some pretty stinky-looking places, especially in the country. Some of these little places are pretty damned ordinary. Not the bloke at Apollo Bay, however. He is sensational. Hey, listen, I've got a quick one for you. 96900 693 13 13 32. I'm just about to trade my car in. It's been a bulletproof car. It's one of those cars that you will survive a nuclear holocaust. It's just a survivor type car.
Yeah, now, that's good. Fantastic.
I'm trading it in 5 weeks' time. Right. Going down the Geelong Road the other day, everything went off. It's got a computer and everything stopped. There was no eyesight. There was no cruise control. A thing started flashing, something about a diesel, something or other. You didn't have kick down when you kicked down. I got 5 weeks to go. I rang the dealers when I was down at Apollo Bay up in Melbourne, and they said, don't drive it. And I said, well, I've got to drive it up to you to get it fixed. We'll book you in for Friday. I said, you've just told me not to drive it, and yet you've booked me in for Friday. What goes on? And now, we made it up. It's fine. But this is the most bulletproof car. Their reputation is second to none. But the warranty ran out about 4 months ago, and I'm trading it in 5 weeks. Is this Murphy's Law, or is this what generally happens?
No, there's a couple of things happening there. One, it could be something quite simple. It could be something in the computer that actually only needs to have code uploaded into it. Often people panic, you know, when the whole car goes down.
Yes.
Often they're very simple things. I saw somebody changing a wheel on the side of the freeway on the weekend. Breakdowns nowadays, and this is only my advice, just freight your car. I mean, people driving cars that go into limp mode 15 kilometres an hour on a freeway, bad idea.
Yeah.
And when I see somebody changing a wheel or a tyre, now some people would be saying to me, Jeff, what are you doing?
Yeah.
People are supposed to be able to do these things. But, you know, it's just not worth trying to change a wheel or a tyre on the side of the road with cars going past 100 kilometres an hour. Call a pickup truck, call a tow operator and get that car transported off the road.
Yeah.
But just on that, I mean, if you're talking to a dealership and they're pretty confident that they know what it is, then I'd be less concerned about driving it. But if you can't see anything on your dashboard and your speedometer's not working, you can't drive it anyway.
Well, the speedo's working. Everything's going but the eyesight, and so I haven't got, you know, the thing in between when it brakes and you beep, beep, beep when you cross the lines. So it's like driving a normal car again. But I'm getting it in there tomorrow. They said, no, bring it in. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it's not going to cost me a fortune to get fixed.
It could be as small as a little computer glitch. Microprocessor or something like that semiconductor that's given up and said, I'm not happy anymore, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, because I heard on the grapevine that you were trading me in and I'm getting you back. This is my way of doing it. Let's take a break. If you have any questions, VACC CEO Jeff Ghoulam is here to answer them. Anything automotive. We're talking automotive. 96900 693 13. So glad to be talking to VACC CEO Jeff Ghoulam tonight. He's relieved me that it could be just a computer glitch that made everything. But, geez, I tell you what, when you drive a modern car and something like that happens, it's like the world's ending, Jeff, isn't it? It can give you a bit of a shock when you're just cruising along and, oh, hang on a minute. What's all these flashing lights doing? I can't understand it. It can get a bit complicated.
Well, in the olden days, of course, we had a toolbox in the back and you only needed about five things to keep your car going, including a spark plug.
That's right.
Nowadays, we tend to panic a bit because the whole system can go down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've become very reliant. I mean, it's hard to buy a bad car nowadays, Grubby. The engineering in cars is fantastic. Most new cars have got, you know, about 200 computers hanging out of them.
Hmm.
And we've become very, very comfortable and very relaxed. And the point you made there, when the car decides it's going to take you back to 1972, it can be a bit of a shock.
That's right.
And anybody that's got, we've all got power assisted steering in our cars, but if something happens with your power steering and it turns off,
what's this?
It's like you're trying to turn a tractor.
That's right. It's like my mum's 1955 Vauxhall Wyvern, you know. It's unbelievable. We really are spoilt these days, you know, and spoilt for choice. and just every car's got everything. And even the cheapest, the so-called cheapest cars, you know, 5 years ago, you wouldn't, oh, I can't believe this has got this in this.
Well, do you remember when a radio was an option?
Oh, yes. Look, I'm old enough to remember when carpet was an option and heating was an option as well. So we went down to that.
And you went to a left-hand mirror as well.
That's right.
I think we're spoiled with cars. They're fantastic things. The new electrics, of course, have got all that stuff hanging out of them as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, very connected. They're interconnected with all of your other devices.
Amazing.
But, you know, don't panic when the lights go off. Just pull over and call for help.
And do something about it, which I did. Jeff Gwillim, VACC. See you. Good talking to you on Talking Automotive. Coming up next, Generation Gut with Laura V and Simon Says with Simon Owens. And your calls, 96900 693.